Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, let's dive into a story that truly sits at the crossroads of innovation and nostalgia, the saga of IBM's ThinkPad 701. Released in 1995, the ThinkPad 701 became famous for its imaginative solution to a classic laptop dilemma. At that time, notebook computers were all about compactness, but squeezing a full-size keyboard into a small device was a formidable engineering challenge. This is where the ThinkPad 701's butterfly keyboard took center stage, embodying an inventive approach that solved the space problem elegantly. The butterfly keyboard was designed to slide out as the laptop lid opened, expanding the keyboard from just under 10 inches to an impressive 11.5 inches. That might sound subtle, but in the world of laptop ergonomics, it was a true breakthrough. The secret lay in a set of hidden gears and levers that orchestrated the expansion, giving users both portability and a comfortable typing experience. When the ThinkPad 701 hit the shelves, it didn't just receive critical acclaim. It also became the best-selling PC laptop of 1995. Over 215,000 units were sold, a rare feat for a niche sub-notebook in a developing market. It even clinched a spot in many design museums and remains one of the most recognizable laptops ever, with collectors and enthusiasts praising its ingenuity. But just as quickly as it rose, the ThinkPad 701 was discontinued, marking a short yet brilliant chapter in IBM's extensive history. It's easy to assume commercial success might have guaranteed a long life, so why did IBM pull the pin on such a popular and creative product so soon? The answer, as is often the case in technology, lies in the shifting dynamics of market demand, evolving capabilities, and consumer needs. The core trigger was rapid progress in display manufacturing and design, which allowed engineers to build thinner laptops with much larger screens. With bigger displays, the constraints that once demanded clever keyboard tricks like the butterfly design began to disappear. Soon, the butterfly keyboard went from being a showpiece of problem-solving to a charming novelty, an invention surpassed by the very technologies its ingenuity inspired. Some might see that as a failure, but in truth, the ThinkPad 701 stands as a case study in how innovations can shape and be shaped by broader industry movements. Its story reveals deep insights into the paths great ideas take as the world around them changes. Even now, the legacy of the ThinkPad 701 lives on, not just as an iconic gadget, but as a point of inspiration. There are passionate communities of retro tech fans who spend time restoring ThinkPad 701s, making detailed guides, and sharing their journeys online. These projects are more than exercises in nostalgia. They celebrate a spirit of clever engineering and creativity. Watching those old butterfly keyboards spring open, one can't help but marvel at the ingenuity. If you look around, you'll see echoes of the ThinkPad 701 in how new devices continue to explore alternative interfaces and form factors. Foldable displays, modular accessories, and inventive mechanical switches each owe something to that inventive lineage. Yet what really cements the butterfly keyboard in history isn't just technical brilliance, it's the reminder of how technological progress is rarely linear. The fate of the ThinkPad 701 underlines how crucial it is for companies to keep their eyes on both engineering innovation and the practical world outside the lab. As consumer preferences evolve and components get smaller and more efficient, yesterday's solutions can quickly become today's footnotes. That tension between breakthrough ideas and lasting relevance is still shaping tech today, maybe more than ever. Just look at the surge of interest in reviving legacy hardware while integrating modern technology, like the much-anticipated Commodore 64 Ultimate. This project takes one of computing's most legendary machines and reimagines it for a fresh generation, combining vintage style with up-to-date hardware. It confirms there's a thriving community hungry for devices that tap into the charm of the old while delivering the reliability, power, and features modern users expect. The nostalgia factor alone isn't enough. It's about embracing heritage while also bringing something new to the table. It's the same story for software. Debian's upcoming 13.0 release, codenamed Trixie, reflects the dedication of open-source communities, ensuring stability, accessibility, and modern enhancements for users worldwide. The people maintaining and updating Debian understand that even a great platform must adapt, improve, and remain relevant, another echo of the lessons learned from products like the ThinkPad 701. While hardware and software evolve, the industry itself is seeing fierce competition for talent, especially in breakthrough areas like artificial intelligence. There are reports that companies like Meta are going all in to attract seasoned AI engineers from rivals like OpenAI, with offers reaching mouth-watering packages. This recruitment frenzy is a sign of just how central technological expertise has become to the industry's future. Skilled engineers are now viewed as more than employees. They're the engines driving the next leap in innovation, holding strategic importance at a global level. What does all this mean for future innovators and those inspired by stories like the ThinkPad 701? First off, it's important to recognize that making truly impactful technology is about more than just inventive ideas or record sales. It means carefully weighing market timing, user experience, longevity, and how products and ecosystems adapt to the constantly shifting landscape of technology. The butterfly keyboard reminds us all that yesterday's boundary-pushing innovation can be overtaken by tomorrow's quiet revolution in screens or processors. But it also proves that the boldest ideas, even if short-lived, can shape the trajectory of an entire industry. Across mobile computing, open source projects, classic hardware reboots, and the race for top-tier engineering talent, the narrative is the same. Innovation thrives by embracing both novelty and practicality. For those restoring old ThinkPads or writing new Linux distributions, the spirit is one of continual reinvention. Each advance builds upon an earlier generation's breakthroughs, reshaping what's possible while respecting the lessons and mistakes of the past. As technology moves at breakneck speed, it's easy to forget that every big leap is made up of smaller, riskier steps. ThinkPad 701's butterfly keyboard was one of those steps, an unlikely fusion of mechanical wonder and practical usability. That kind of thinking, breaking convention and aiming directly at real-world needs, carries valuable lessons for today's creators. In tech, what's new and shiny can quickly become outdated, so the smartest players are those who anticipate change and plan for it. When the next radical display, battery or interface comes along, those lessons of agility and adaptability will be more relevant than ever. Whether you're restoring a classic computer or inventing the next flagship smartphone, it's those who meld creativity with practical insight that will chart the way forward. Bringing it back around to the ThinkPad 701, it's worth reflecting on how far we've come since that fateful launch in 1995. Today's laptops are lighter, faster, and more capable, but their roots can still be traced, in part, to the audacity of innovations like the butterfly keyboard, the iconic red trackpoint, the minimalist black chassis, and the clever space-saving tricks have all left their mark on modern portable computers. Tech historians and die-hard fans alike still marvel at the engineering that went into those tiny moving parts. But as is often true in technology, lasting impact comes not from the inventions themselves, but from what they inspire next. With the ongoing push towards foldables, touchscreens, and ever tinier components, we're seeing a new generation of innovation emerge. Those developments wouldn't be possible without the risks taken and the lessons learned by designers in the past. As we wind up today, let's remember that the best innovations are the ones that both shape and adapt to the world around them. IBM's ThinkPad 701 was a pioneering example, proof that the meeting point between ambition and practicality often leads to lasting progress. As new ideas take flight, may we all be inspired by the butterfly effect of creative problem solving. Thanks for listening.